This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary today dedicated 7 trains, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains, to Bihar. The 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains will connect Muzaffarpur to Charlapalli, Darbhanga to Madar Junction and Chapra to Anand Vihar Terminal. The Railway Minister joined the event through video conferencing from New Delhi, while Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary flagged off the trains from Patna Junction. Also, the 4 new passenger trains connect key towns, including Nawada, Islampur, Buxar and Jhajha. With the launch of 3 new Amrit Bharat Express trains, the state's connectivity will further improve, which marks an important step towards realizing the vision of developed India through a developed Bihar.
Lakh crore rupee ke projects
worth rupees 1 lakh crore are going on in Bihar, which will benefit the country and all the citizens of Bihar. Electrification of railways has been achieved at 100% and 1,899 kilometers of new tracks have been laid.
899 kilometers new track bichhaye.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the New Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Mark today. The inauguration coincides with the Navratri celebrations. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva said, "The new office is not just a workplace, but a centre of values where the culture and spirit of the party are nurtured among workers." He called the inauguration a historic moment in the party's journey in Delhi. During the inauguration ceremony, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, senior leaders, MPs, MLAs, councillors, union ministers and thousands of party workers will also be present. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that Kishtwar district in Jammu and Kashmir has been selected as an aspirational agricultural district under PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana. In a social media post, Dr. Singh said this will herald agricultural boost and encourage agri-entrepreneurs in this remote, far-flung area. The government had announced to develop 100 aspirational agricultural districts in the Union Budget 2025-26 for a period of 6 years. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed on the need for real-time preparedness to meet both internal and external security challenges. Addressing the India Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said the defence forces must remain ready to respond to address multidimensional security threats. He highlighted that challenges in today's time are more dynamic rather than static. The minister also emphasized the need to integrate automated response systems. He also said that electronic warfare has become a ground reality these days. The centre has issued operational guidelines for rollout of nearly 72,300 public electric vehicle EV charging stations across the country under the PM E-Drive scheme. According to the Heavy Industries Ministry, the framework provides a tiered subsidy structure to accelerate the installation of charging infrastructure at government premises, highways, public transport hubs and commercial complexes. The United Nations has confirmed the reactivation of sanctions against Iran, reinstating a list of 43 individuals and 78 entities previously sanctioned under Security Council Resolution 1737. This move follows the formal invocation of the snapback mechanism last month by France, Britain and Germany, allowing UN sanctions to be reimposed within 30 days over Iran's alleged breaches of the 2015 nuclear deal. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra, Kutch, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. Parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Chhattisgarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are also likely to receive light to moderate rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. In shooting, India's Anushka Thakur won the gold at the women's 50-meter rifle 3-positions event at the ISSF Junior World Cup at Dr. Karni Singh Range in Delhi yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.